Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. The reading is taken from John 14, beginning at verse 15. And Mike Gillingham, reader at St. James, will unpack the message. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
The reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning at the 15th verse. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive him, because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and is in you. When I go, you will not be left alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more. But you will see me, and because I live, you also will live. When that day comes, you will know that I am in my Father and that you are in me, just as I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. My Father will love those who love me. I too will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Seventeen days ago was Ascension Day, when we were reminded that Jesus went back to heaven and left us alone to live out the Christian life. I'm very disappointed in you. Have you all gone to sleep? I know that it's a long time since we've had a pantomime, but listen. 17 days ago was Ascension Day, when we were reminded that Jesus went back into heaven and left us alone to live the Christian life. Oh, no, he didn't. That's the most important thing that you can remember from my talk today, if you remember nothing else. Oh, no, he didn't. Last week was Pentecost, when we were reminded that God did not leave us alone. Before he left, Jesus made a promise. Another, just like Jesus. We may never meet Jesus on earth, but we have someone else, someone like him, another helper, just as Jesus helped the disciples. He helped them to understand, because if you read the Gospels, they didn't always understand exactly what he meant. Know the feeling? I certainly do. He helped them to change their lives. I mean, they were a bunch, well, fishermen, tax collectors, goodness knows what. And they became on fire with love for him and became the leaders of the church. And he helped them to help others. Think of all the things they did. Healing people, caring for them. Another helper. And best of all, one who will stay with you forever. So it didn't just stop with them. He's around. We cannot do it alone. We need this helper. And we don't have to do it alone. If you look at the Christian life, It's difficult if we didn't have a helper. Now, I'm grateful to Joe for mentioning some of the other words that are used for this Greek word, parakletos. Forget that. Remember helper. Remember comforter. That's one of the things that this word means. Another comforter. God is a comforter with us. And we all need a hug sometimes, don't we? If you've never felt unhappy, then goodness knows you're a wonderful person. We all need a hug sometimes. And the Spirit will do that for us. I remember Steve Bradford was very, very fond of the poem Footsteps. And if you don't know that, and don't know anything about it, come and see me afterwards and I'll tell you about it. But God is with us and the Holy Spirit will comfort us. But comfort has another meaning. Going to ask for some help. Who can help me lift something? Can I have one of the younger ones, please, to come and help me lift something? Would you help me? Is it all right if she appears on the screen? Yes? Come and help me. Can we just put those down a second? Now, come here to this case. Do you think you can lift it? No. Now, what you need is a comforter. Now, I've selected somebody as a comforter, and he's going to come and help you. Now, here's your handle. You hold that handle, and your comforter is going to help you. See if you can lift it. One, two, three. Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for helping me. One of the meanings of comfort, the forte bit, if you know your French, that's strong, or if you sing forte, that's strong, is someone who gives you strength. Someone who gives you strength to do something you can't do on your own. Another word Joe mentioned was advocate. Not a word we use every day, perhaps. Although some of you here may be advocates. And we might think of somebody in a court of law. But actually the word means something wider than that. An advocate is someone who listens carefully to you. That's the first job of an advocate, to listen. Any advocate must listen first. Listen carefully. Now, isn't that a thought that God is listening to you? I mean, we take it for granted when we pray, but we shouldn't take it for granted. God listens to you and to me. He listens to each one of us. So when we come to him, he listens. And the second job of an advocate is to speak up for you. In a court of law, an advocate says things much better than you could. To be honest, if I was faced with a judge, I'm not sure how I would plead a case. And I think I would be an idiot to do it without an advocate. But an advocate speaks up for us. And it's important that these two things go together, listening and talking. And God does that for us. And there's times when we have a concern. You think of some of the dreadful things going on in the world today. And perhaps there's something going on in your own life. And you just don't know what to say. But God, the Holy Spirit, is in you, listening to you, knowing you, and saying it much better than you can. Paul says in Romans that we don't know how to pray, but the Spirit himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. So if you don't know what to pray or how to pray, don't worry. The Holy Spirit will help you. And very important, the Holy Spirit reveals the truth. There's loads of lies out there. Now, I had planned, before I thought of the... Oh, goodness. Well done, John. I had thought of using an illustration from the Bayeux Tapestry that I've heard preachers talk about, saying that William comforted his troops and prodded them with a spear to go back into battle at the Battle of Hastings. And I discovered, when I looked it up, that it's rubbish. It's a common thing said, and I hope nobody here has preached on that. But actually, first of all, it's Bishop Odo. What's a bishop doing at the battle? Well, anyway, he had a club, not a spear. And it says it is translated comfort sometimes, but the word really means strengthens. So in a way, you can sort of see it. But it's Bishop Odo strengthening the troops, sending them back into battle. And that's not what the Spirit does. He doesn't prod us from behind and leave us alone. You go and do it. He brings us along with him. Now, truth is very important. We are easily misled like sheep. I don't think I could have chosen a better Sunday to say this in, because over the next 6 weeks, I think there's going to be a fair few porkies told. Be careful that you get to the truth. But the Holy Spirit will lead us into much more important truths than which political party we should support. Much more important. He will lead us into ways to live our life. And it's important that you look out for the truth. And remember, I'm too enthusiastic pressing. We're not orphaned, that passage says. We're not left alone to do things on our own. Jesus didn't go back into heaven to leave us alone. He went back there to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who is our helper, helps us live for him. Our comforter, both with his arms round us and also helping us do things that we never could on our own. He's our advocate, speaking up for us. And he's the revealer of the truth. He it is who will lead us into truth. We have another like Jesus, closer than by our side, within us, as close as God could ever be. Let's just pray a moment. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us to live for you. Comfort us when we need comforting. Strengthen us when we need strengthening. Speak for us and show us the truth. Transform our lives. Amen. Amen. And now I'm going to hand over to the singers, who will lead us into a reflective song where you can think about the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, be at the center of our lives. Spirit, be comforting and strengthening us always. Father, go ahead of us and prepare the way. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.